Voters decided the fate of five statewide ballot measures last night and gave their okay to three of them. With us to break down those results is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, hope you're on your seventh or eighth cup of coffee so far.
Caffeine is good.
So the measure that got the most attention and the most money was Prop 127. That was the renewable energy standard. And as the polling had suggested, it did not have a good night last night.
No. Well, what several of the ballot measures and the results prove is that fear works. Look, the fact is that I believe that Arizonans would like more renewable energy. But APS did a very good job of saying your bills will go up anywhere from $1,000 to $1,600 a year if, in fact, we put in this mandate to do 50% renewable by 2030. People get afraid of that. Then, of course, there's the idea that this is being funded by a, insert shutter here, California billionaire, which is the same way that they talk about Nancy Pelosi and everything else, never mind George Soros and Sheldon Adelson on the other side, but, you know, we won't talk about that. Fear works. If people are concerned about issues, particularly pocketbook issues, they will tend to vote on the conservative side and perhaps hope and pray that the Corporation Commission itself will finally update the renewable standards, which haven't been updated since 2006.
Howie, we touched on it a little bit in our first segment, but let's talk about Proposition 305, which was the ESA expansion. This is the other measure that did not pass, and that also was not terribly close. I'm wondering, given that this was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, voters, a group of residents put it on the ballot and voters defeated it. Do you think that's the end of the issue? Do you see the legislature taking another swing at this maybe in the upcoming session?
Oh, I'm not sure about the upcoming session. A lot of what it will depend on is part of what we've been talking about is do the Republicans, are they down to a 31-29 majority in the state house, where they stand in the state senate, you know, where are the votes? But I don't think this is the end of it. Look, even when the measure passed in 2017, which supposedly had a 30,000 student cap, the folks in the Goldwater Institute were saying, oh, well, we'll get rid of that cap. This issue isn't going away. It's under the umbrella of school choice for the proponents, but from the point of view of the opponents, it's simply a question of why are we giving public money so students can attend private and parochial schools where we're not properly funding our public schools. That message held.
Let's talk about Prop 306, which is one that did not get a lot of attention but could have fairly significant impacts. This deals with clean elections. And is it fair to say that this initiative was sort of part of some Republicans' ongoing effort to essentially neuter or ultimately do away with clean elections in the state?
Well, in part, a lot of Republicans have never liked clean elections. But the real key on this is dark money. The Republican-controlled legislature over the past couple of years has pretty much gutted all of the laws that say that these quote-unquote social welfare groups, and I use the term loosely, that contribute millions and millions of dollars to affect Arizona elections, don't have to list the source of their donors. Well, the Clean Elections Commission, which was established by voters, has its own independent powers to go ahead and force disclosure. So they have their own rules, which at the moment, until 306 passed, were not subject to review by anyone else. What Prop 306 did, and what's really behind Prop 306, is not the question of whether we're going to allow people who are publicly funded to spend money with parties. What's really behind it is saying the future rules of the Citizens Clean Election Commission have to be blessed by the Governor's Regulatory Review Council. Well, guess who appoints the Governor's Regulatory Review Council? Doug Ducey. Guess who's been a fan of allowing more dark money and a more anonymous contributions? Doug Ducey.
So in addition to the issue of dark money, are there other kinds of things that Clean Elections, the commission, would like to do that maybe now it won't be able to?
Well, that remains to be seen because this is perspective only. Nothing officially changes any of the rules. But to the extent that the commission would like to go ahead and perhaps require greater financial disclosure, perhaps provide additional dollars so that the publicly funded candidates can somehow keep up with the, you know, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in some cases being spent by privately financed candidates, a lot of that would have to go through the Governor's Regulatory Review Council. Now, I'm not saying that the council will necessarily veto them, but it certainly adds an additional layer of complexity to the problem for that.
All right, that's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services going over some of the ballot propositions from last night. Howie, as always, thank you. Get some rest.
Oh, I'm going to get some more caffeine.